Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, again, welcome to Industrial Talk. This is where we celebrate you. That's right, you. My pen is pointing right at you, industry hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you solve problems, you ask the questions, why not? What if? You are the dream makers, you are changing lives, and you're changing the world this very day, at this very moment. That's why we celebrate you. All right, this is number 5 in a series we are doing on cybersecurity with Trend Micro. Richard Koo is always in the hot seat, getting peppered with questions from me. And if you have not checked it out, you've got to look at the other podcasts to this one. It builds. This is where it gets real. This is why this is stuff is important. You in the digital transformation world? You better look into this. All right, let's get cracking. Yeah, it gets real. I mean, it is. If you're saying to yourself, Scott, I want to get into that whole digital transformation journey, cybersecurity. Scott, what do I need to do to get in that digital transformation journey? Well, there's a lot of things. And one of them, of course, is a solid, safe, secure environment. And you need solutions. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, but it's so complex. Nope. Richard makes it easy. This particular series, this is number 5, of course, and we have been on a cybersecurity journey. As you can tell, we've been walking down this path. And just talking cybersecurity, we spoke of cybersecurity threats, sort of laying that foundation. We're talking about the challenges if you're in that digital transformation. That's number 2. Number 3, we talk about best practice because you're already caught and you're saying, yeah, I see the threats. Yeah, I see the challenges. What do I need to do? Best practices. Number 4, you need tools. You need things that are just like, yeah, let me plug it in, do this, and I can start on my security journey, right? And on this particular series, right, number 5, we are talking about the hardware. We're talking about, let's just sort of look at my thing here because I want to make sure that I get this right. We have spoken one last week on the endpoint products, right? Endpoint products. How do we deploy those today? This conversation is network products. Yep. Don't worry. Richard does a great job at differentiating the two, right? And so you can, you know, go out to Industrial Talk. We got these great downloads. I mean, we've got these diagrams. You don't have to. There is no reason. Trust me, there's no reason why you can't just sit there and go, I got it. Let me chalk this. Here it is. Here's a diagram. I'm looking at a diagram. We're going to have all of it out on industrialtalk.com. And specifically the one about network, it's a 10-deck diagram with TX1, Trend Micro, all of the stuff that's right there. And it's pretty doggone cool. Even I can follow it, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Now, before we get into this interview, I want to just make sure that you understand. Industrial Talk is going down the road of Industrial Talk 2.0 because I have no other word to call it. It's a change. And I want to make sure that you understand we're not just highlighting me and these wonderful professionals. There are going to be videos. There's going to be articles. And it's going to just be across the board. Not coming from me, but coming from industry leaders who are at the cutting edge. You just go there and then springboard wherever you want to go. If you want information, the latest and greatest information brought to you in a way that, all right, this is pretty cool. Industrial Talk, the new one, is where you want to go. Trust me, you do want to go there. The number 2 part is that we have this Industrial Academy, and we're going to put all this stuff out there on Industrial Academy too. And what we have come up with is a sort of, share it forward or give it forward or whatever that term is, but from an educational perspective to communities and organizations that are in need of what these leaders bring to the marketplace. They've got to learn. Education changes. Education changes lives. It's the bottom line. And we have to collaborate. We have to come together to share and be able to provide this wonderful information that is available out there. Go to Industrial Talk. Be a part of that effort, because there are a lot of people, a lot of communities, a lot of countries around the world that would greatly benefit from your insights. And if you want to be an instructor, if you want to share your knowledge, the Industrial Academy is where it's at. Would love to have you on that academy so that we can help the world from an industrial education perspective. Don't you get all tingly about that? I know I do. I do. You guys have got it. Industry can change the world and change lives. That's the bottom line. All right, let's get on with the interview. Well, let's say the series, a continuation of the series. Once again, this is network stuff. This we've talked about Endpoint. We've got a series out there. It is a must sort of consume and reconsume it. Get this stuff right, okay? So out on Industrial Talk, we're going to have this deck. It's going to be in PDF form. And just download it, see it, grab it, learn it, listen to Richard, reach out to them, reach out to TX1, reach out to Trend Micro. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's get going. Enjoy the interview. All right, Richard, welcome back to Industrial Talk. Now, listeners, this is an important conversation. We're talking cybersecurity. We've laid the foundation. We have a number of cybersecurity related topics for you to consume. And this one is, we're talking about, now that we've recognized the challenges that exist out there, we need solutions. We need solutions to be able to deploy. And that's this particular conversation. Now, Richard, thank you again, as always, for joining Industrial Talk. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Scott. Good to be back, and a happy four for you and your family.
Why, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Back at you. Absolutely. Back at you. Yeah. Now, let's level set. Let's talk about products. Of course, we can all talk about the challenges that exist out there, but we need to put something into action. And that's where we're talking about products and solutions that Trend Micro and TX1 Networks provide. So at our last episode, can you sort of lay out the difference between IT, OT, and all of that good stuff so that the listeners sort of get oriented?
Yeah, so, you know, I think as we speak many times, right, you know, one of the big change in this digital transformation is the convergence of the IT-OT. And in order for us to provide, you know, a clear guideline for our customer and our partners, you know, we need to kind of define what is, you know, IT device versus OT devices, right? And so that's clear. So, you know, I think typically, you know, from my experience, you know, on the IT environment, typically most of these are multi-purpose system, right? Designed to do multiple things, like maybe running Microsoft Office, right? Or doing some kind of video conferencing, right? Or, you know, I think this typically on the IT side usually have the latest and greatest, you know, version of the operating system. They require internet connectivity for tasks to be complete, right? And they have a higher tolerance for, you know, let's say interruption or latency. And, you know, I think, you know, on the, you know, IT side, people typically look at confidentiality as kind of their priority, right? But when you look at the OT environment, these systems are typically, you know, mission critical, right? Carrying maybe a single task, or, you know, carrying, you know, maybe the tasks of both the productivities as well as the availability of the system. It's got low tolerance for, you know, interruption and latency, right? Because they've been around for years and decades, and they're designed to do, you know, one task, right? And so any type of performance impact would be a big challenge. You know, some of the system on the OT environment are typically air gap, right? They have no internet connectivities, and update in patches, right? Typically it doesn't happen, you know, often, right? And they have to be on a scheduled maintenance in order for them to do any kind of update or patches. And, you know, I think availability and safety is kind of the priority, right? For, many of these organizations on the OT side, right? So on a high level, I think those are kind of distinction between the IT OT. And then when you go down to the product level, right? Last podcast, we talk about our endpoint product. And these are, typically designed for endpoint that have issue deploying, let's say, a conventional, anti-malware or security solution, because, these environments are typically, legacy and they're intended for, doing a single task and, the resources are limited and, they have no internet connection. So you need a special type of endpoint solution that's designed for those. And that's what we talked about on the last, basically podcast.
Right.
Now, let's shift gear to the networking product, right? The networking product typically, what we have here is are designed to address some of the challenge in the, OT network side. And that typically happens when you have kind of like that big flat network without proper say segmentation, or you have a lot of unpatched protocol or vulnerability protocols, or and also a lot of unpatched say devices, right, that you need to address. And also some of these network environment typically have weak authentication, right, and non-encrypted communication between the different devices, right? So that's what the network product is designed to address. So those are two different, I think, type of solution that we have.
Let me ask you this question. Just define for the listeners out there what you mean by big, flat networks.
Well, I think that traditionally, right, you have, on the OT side, you have people, building the networks, right, and just start adding pieces to it, right, and not really well designed or structured. And so you're going to have basically system device everywhere, but without architect well into that environment, and right, so you're going to see very flat networks like that, and it's more challenging to address because they're everywhere, right?
Thank you. That makes complete sense. Now let's start talking about, now that you've identified that big flat network, you identify the challenges associated with it. And that's pretty much all businesses out there. They just sort of evolve and grow as business needs demand, right? So let's talk a little bit about how we can sort of secure that big flat network.
Yes. So, within the network product or solution that we have, right, we have a total of, four products that is designed for that kind of environment, right? And so the very first product we have is called the Edge IPS. And these are basically, single segment and, designed to address that kind of environment. And they're typically, I think the system about 300 megabit per second, just, analyze the traffic. And it's very versatile and can be deployed easily. The HIPS itself can also provide some level of IP and protocol whitelisting in there. It can be deployed on a harsh environment. And we also provide, virtual patching, right, onto the device itself. It is a hardware bypass, right? So this is kind of our single segment HIPS product. The next level product is called the Edge Fire. And this is basically, it's a two WAN and, VLAN interface. And it can help you to, do some level of micro segmentation, right? And it can also be deployed on a harsh environment. It also includes kind of the virtual patching. And, if you like, right, typically when you have this convergence between IT/OT, or even like say at the shop floor, let's say in a manufacturer, you can actually put it, between the east and west traffic protection, right? So it's got some, network access, I think control in there, and NAT, firewall capability. So this is kind of our Edge IPS, right? And then the next level of the product we have is the Edge IPS Pro, right? This is a system or a network device that have 12, 24, and 36 and 48 segments, and you can deploy into that kind of environment, you know, and they're typically they're about 10 gigabit per second to 20 gigabit per second. So it's a high performance system, right? And it allows you to basically can deploy at, you know, say between east and west traffic or maybe north and south traffic, but you know, this particular Edge IPS Pro can help you to basically deploy on a network, you know, to help you do like a network segmentation. It's got its own dedicated in the management port, and you know, it also provides virtual patching. All the programmable hardware bypass are also included, and it can be deployed, like I say, on east-west traffic.
I got to interrupt here. When we start talking about east-west, north-south traffic, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so typically when you have this convergence, right, between IoT, right, and, you know, and that's what we call it kind of the east and west traffic, right? You know, maybe the OT side will be kind of your west traffic, and kind of your IT side is your east traffic. In between, right, you might have a DMZ zone, right? And that's what we call, you know, east-west traffic. And then I think on the previous, podcast that we did, I talk about the ISA, you know, IEC 62443, reference model. A lot of people call it the Purdue model, right? And when you look at, you know, that kind of architecture or reference architecture used, organizations typically lay out, you know, their network architecture from a level zero, level one, level two, level three, yeah, and then into the enterprise environment. And the different level, that's what we call the north-south traffic, right? Because you have the device talking to maybe a PLC and an HMI machine or some kind of SCADA system, right? So that's, that level is called what we call the north-south traffic. And then between IT, OT, that's what we call east and west traffic.
All right, very good. I had to ask the question because I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what do you mean by that? But now it's, so listeners, we're going to have the diagram. When he starts talking about north-south, we talk about level one, two, three, and so on. There's a good diagram that is will be available. Right. And then, of course, east-west, IT, OT, and all of that convergent, which is an important component that don't gloss over it. That's important too. All right. Now, we
right. So we'll share that diagram, Scott. Maybe we can share that diagram with the audience.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, I think we can share that. Reference architecture.
Let's do that right now. All right, listeners, we're going to be sharing it as we speak, right as we speak. All right, here it is. If you're out there on video, you'll see it. If you're out there on podcast, well, go to the video because you won't be able to see it on a podcast. So here we go. We've got the diagram. Take us through it again there, Richard.
Yeah, so this is, you know, a typical, I would say, reference architecture that I put together. And I take into account on the left side is the OT networks, right? This is the, OT environment. And on the right side, which is the information technology environment, right? And that is what your traditional IT environment. On the top is kind of your cloud and virtualization, or what I call the connected world, for the cloud. And so when you look at this environment, you can see there is a bridge, right, or a DMZ zone between the IT on the right side and then the OT on the left side, right? And this is what I call the where you can deploy some of the Edge IPS Pro in that area. And this is kind of what we call the east and west traffic. And then the different level from level zero, you know, one, two, three, and four, and then into the cloud, right? Well, that's kind of what we call the kind of north-south, traffic. And that's where you can deploy some of our solution. You can deploy as a one-to-one relationship. Let's say maybe putting an Edge IPS in front of a PLC, or you can deploy, let's say, an Edge IPS Pro, right, in front of the whole level or the whole segment, right? And so that's what we call the north and south traffic. So hopefully that kind of clear up a little bit.
cleared it up for me. And I'm the most important person on this podcast. Just kidding. I don't want to hear any emails saying, Scott, that's not right. All right, let's go into, so we have, right now we have we've talked about Edge IPS. We've talked about Edge Fire. We spoke about Edge IPS Pro. We talked about one-to-one, one-to-many relationships. And that's all great. That's all good. But I need to see this information. I need to understand what's taking place. What type of solutions do you have out there for that?
Right. So, you know, with all those different products, as you mentioned, it is very challenging, right, for customer and, you know, partners to have visibility into, you know, all the different devices they have, you know, what type of threat has been detected, what type of protocol that they are, you know, we are intercepting. And so, you know, we also develop, you know, a product called OT Defense Council, right? And this can support up to 1,000 network segmentation, right? And it provides basically a centralized, you know, management for you to, you know, have better visibility into all different threats that come into your environment, and, you know, what type of, you know, activities there and what type of threat that we detect. But also it gives you the ability to basically deploy security policy, right? And, you know, virus, the latest signatures or rules across some of the device, right? And, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of challenge that a lot of people have is, you know, all the different shadow OT or the different device coming through, right? How do you have visibility into that kind of environment? And so this management console also gives you that level of visibility across all your OT devices. And it can be integrated with, you know, let's say, you know, a third party SIEM platform, right? If you have your own SOC and you want to be able to integrate, you know, all the Trend Micro, you know, TX1 networks solution into the, you know, SIEM, we can send all those logs, all those, you know, threat intelligence directly from our console into the SIEM so that people can have now a corporate wide visibility across both the IT side and the OT side on their SIEM. So these are some of the things that we can provide using this central management product called the OT Defense Council.
Okay, so I stick my business hat on. I recognize the necessity to have a robust cybersecurity strategy. You've mentioned three products that are out in their OT environment, whatever it might be. And then, of course, you got the council, that allows us to sort of take a greater look at all of the data and all the information and be able to be proactive in our action. Where do I even start? Okay, you've got the Edge IPS, you've got the Edge Fire, you've got the Edge IPS Pro, you've got the console. Where do I start?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, Scott. And typically, you know, many of our customers, you know, come to us, right? And, you know, we will basically, you know, talk to them about some of the business and technical challenges they have. And we'll try to assess what kind of environment, you know, they have, what type of, you know, issue they have. And then we will provide the right recommendation, you know, to them, right? And also the level of comfort that they might have, right? You know, for example, you know, some organization may not want to deploy, you know, the complete solution or what we call the defense in depth solution, right? From endpoint all the way up to the cloud, right? And in the network in and everything in between. You know, what some people typically do is they say, hey, you know what? I have an, you know, HMI machine running Windows XPs and it's been around for, you know, decades and don't have a lot of patch or vulnerability. And we got a lot of vulnerability there. What can you guys do to help us? And so we'll assess that kind of use case and then we will provide the right offering, you know, to address that vulnerability HMI machine, you know, for in this case, it would be our Stellar One, you know, Stellar Enforce or Stellar Protect, right? So that kind of scenario typically happens quite a bit, but we will help the customer through that journey to get the right product into the right environment and also the level of comfort that they might have.
I like the term journey because for me, if I had my business hat on, I would be overwhelmed. I would know one side that there are challenges that exist within the cyber security space in my business. And again, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to take my first step. And it's imperative that I have a relationship with an organization that can guide. Can I do it incrementally? Do I have to make you've got so many wonderful products. Can I do it incrementally? Big bang? What's the recommendation?
Yeah. So I think, as I mentioned, right, it's really depend on the comfort level of the customer. You know, as we all know, right, on the OT environment, a traditional, you know, these devices never have any security built in, or security does not play a very important role. And so many organizations tend to kind of, you know, I would say deploy a solution like this more like incremental, you know, way, right? So, you know, episode, we talked about the different endpoint, right? And so, you know, for example, if you just want to start with scanning all the contracted machine, right, only first, right, before they do any kind of maintenance on my PLCs or my networks, OT networks, you could just get a product called Portable Security, right? And you just do the scanning of all the contracted machine before you come in, right? And then that would be kind of maybe the simplest and easiest way to start. And then you might go to the next stage, right? Where you say, now I feel a little bit more comfortable. Let me put something in my Windows XP machine, because they haven't been able to get any patches, been vulnerable, and we're just worried and concerned. Then you can go to the next step where you deploy Stellar Protect or Enforce into that environment, right? So yes, you have the option to basically deploy them incrementally, or you can deploy everything really up to your comfort level. And that's what we're here to, right? Here to help you to go through that process and make sure we make you feel comfortable, and then you can deploy that solution. And typically customer also will kind of go through that proof of concept, right? Make sure that they feel very comfortable before they actually deploy. So all those options are available to the customer.
I think it's important. I think this is a vital conversation. And given the speed, just like anything else, even this digital transformation journey that we've been talking about and the necessity to deploy proper cybersecurity, it's moving fast as well. And just like cybersecurity, it's moving fast as well. This is a subject and topic and relationship that needs to be nurtured, because you can't do this on your own. You need companies like Trend Micro, TX1 Networks, to be able to develop that relationship, because just telling you right now, for me personally, I get nervous. I get nervous when I hear things like that. And that means I want to look for strategic partners to be able to have great conversations to make sure that my business is secure. How would somebody get a hold of you there, Richard?
Yeah, so, you know, all this different solution I just talked about, right? They are endpoint solution or networking products, right? They are readily available through all our channel partners, right? Trend Micro is very much, you know, a channel company. So we actually sell and market, you know, all this product to our channel partners. So you can reach out to your channel partners for, you know, recommendation and guideline on how to get access to some of these products. Or you can reach, you go to our website, right, to get a little bit more information on it at www.trendmicro.com. Or you can also go to our TX1 Networks, our website, and you can find more information. And if you want to reach out to me, you can email to me at richard_ku@trendmicro.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have related to some of this particular product we just mentioned. This is more of a very high level. And if you want a more deep dive, then, you know, we'll set up a, you know, call, and we'll walk through some product for you.
All right, listeners, there's no excuse. You have all the contact information. This is an important topic. This is an important solution. This is important for your business and the integrity of your business. Reach out to Richard and Team Trend Micro. Very important. Do not hesitate. They'll help you through it, and hold your hands, because they've been through it, and this is very, very important. Richard, thank you very much for joining again, Industrial Talk.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. All the contact information will be out on Industrial Talk, as well as all of the presentations. Everything that you need to get this thing rolling will be out there. Thank you very much. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, this is, once again, it gets real here. This is cybersecurity. This is a series. This is number 5 in a hopefully expanding series, because this topic is absolutely important and must be shared with the globe. All right, Richard knocked it out of the park again. Network stuff. All right, again, I want you to hear me out. What you have inside your head is important, and it can change lives. If you're in industry, the Industrial Academy is for you. I want to encourage you to reach out to me and say, Scott, I want to be a part of that. Great. And I want to be able to share that education with the world. That's what this whole beautiful digital world that we live in. You can change lives. You can transform lives. You can definitely create dreams. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. Hang out with people who are bold and brave and daring greatly. Boom! Nothing can stop you. All right, we're going to have another great, hopefully, cybersecurity interview right around the corner.